Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're going to be chatting about acting and movie making in Grand Rapids. And I'm joined in the studio by Jason James. Jason just completed and premiered a movie by the name of Dirty Bomb. Teresa Tomei, she's with Fubble Entertainment, and also joined by Melinda Peterson of MP Talent Management Group. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Very good. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So, first of all, I wanted to start out, have each of you tell me a little bit about what you do as far as in the movie business here in Grand Rapids or the acting business.
Ladies, go ahead. Ladies first.
I'll jump in. I'm with Fubble Entertainment. It is a company that focuses primarily on not just film, but really television and web. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about the film community, we like to encompass it with film, television, web. And so we focus on the television and web side of it. We have a Fubble Entertainment has a web series, and we have four other projects in development.
Okay.
One of them has a movie feel to it, a made-for-TV movie, and we actually are working on a documentary as well. So we kind of straddle a few of the different genres that are out there.
Okay.
But we're all working with the same wonderful people, and we're all trying to get the same quality work out to audiences. So that's
fantastic.
What we do on a regular basis.
Good. And this is Melinda from MP Talent, and we manage talent. We connect actors and live performance artists to paid work. And fortunately, there is a lot of paid work that is continuing to grow in this region. We're getting actors ready to compete on a national level on the quality side of things that is expected for viewership from all over the country. And those are things that Fubble is definitely aware of, as well as other productions in town.
So you guys work together on some things?
We do.
Okay.
We send them our people.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Jason?
Pocket City, Mobile Riot Pictures. We just finished a film called Dirty Bomb. It's a very dark film that kind of focuses on the what's going on in society today as far as companies, corporations, and things like that. So we just finished that. Had a great premiere in Celebration Cinema. And we're working on part two. That's in development.
Terrific.
And, we have a lot of Melinda Peterson's actors in it. So thank you very much. We are working on that. And the actors and just the caliber of acting, I think, here in the West Michigan area is just second to none. They just were spot on. Yeah.
So there's a lot of crossover between all of you, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Good. So what was it that attracted each of you to acting or the movie industry?
I got bit by the acting bug when my mom took me to see a musical at the high school in the town I grew up in, Annie Get Your Gun, based on Annie Oakley. And I just was mesmerized by what was happening on stage. And I think it was 5, and didn't want to leave the auditorium. I just wanted to stay and bask in that energy and was dancing in the aisles.
That's a great story.
You're adorable.
I'll build off of that. I didn't expect to be working in this career. I went to JC.
I went there when it was
myself.
JC, too.
All right. Junior college. And I was involved in the theater department there. My passion was born when I was Betsy Ross in fourth grade, and I made the audience laugh. But I think that I went on to work at the Children's Museum, and while at the Children's Museum, we ended up producing a children's television show. I also worked at the Media Center along the way. So I always had my toes in and around media and production. But Fubble Entertainment has become kind of an opportunity to put all of those, the producer in me, the director in me, the actually person who does like to raise money person in me, and the creative in me.
So
in
you can
one
wear
place.
A lot of hats.
So you can wear a lot of hats. Mm-hmm. And so, and I think that's what's so exciting. And this West Michigan is a manageable size town. And
very much so.
You're 2 degrees of separation from everything you need to be successful as long as you pay attention, and we have the talent here to do that. It's just a matter of showing up and making it happen. So to me, getting involved in this business has really been an opportunity to put all of the things that I love so much into one big salad bowl and mix
Terrific.
It all up.
That's
and
fantastic.
It's great.
Yeah, myself is I love to see a performance. Mm-hmm. Whether you get on set and you feel this energy that's on set, and mm-hmm. You have a couple of actors going head to head, and you figure out, you know, what's going to happen here? Is somebody going to melt or is somebody going to hit it? You know,
right?
Do we have to do a second take? Do we have to kind of coach them and kind of give them the feel of the scene and stuff like that? But fortunately, most of the actors that we've worked with on Dirty Bomb, mm-hmm. just they had it. We did very few takes with our scenes. We just kept going, oh, good, let's move on.
Right, right.
Okay, cut, good. That's, wow, you guys, they knew their stuff.
Now, was there like a specific instance for you when you, you know, kind of got the bug, you wanted to make movies?
Oh, wow. I think just younger, you know, your younger years is, you know, you may see.
Was there something that you watched and you said, yeah, that's what I want to do? Yeah,
my background's special effects.
Okay.
And visual special
sure.
effects. So, you know, 6 years ago, these special effects things were just kind of really big. You get the green screen and you try things on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They might not work so good the first try, but then
sure.
after a few years, you kind of get the
right.
idea of like, okay, that's how you key that out and
mm-hmm.
put something else in a background and make it look kind of cool.
Right.
So just through trial and error
okay.
we just kind of fumbled our way through this
sure.
Thing, and it just kind of grows on you. And then when you start working with different people,
mm-hmm.
you go, these ideas just pop up in your head going, what else can we do? You
mm-hmm.
know, what else is out there? Who's hungry to perform, you know? And that's, at the end of the day, you want to tell your story.
Right.
Did we tell a story?
Sure.
And that's what everyone is looking for,
mm-hmm.
is great content and a story at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I look for performance.
Sure.
I really look for the psychological part of
mm-hmm.
what makes this person tick and how am I going to get the best performance out of this person.
Sure. Now, you just premiered Dirty Bomb. I wish I had a chance to make the premiere. I've seen a few of the trailers, a few of the clips. It looks very intense. What's the backstory on it? What's the movie about?
It's corporate corruption meets current events meets government, you know, spies, assassins, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have good versus evil, and we have our heroine, which is Mila Gates, who was played by Liz Nolan.
Okay.
Exceptional actress. So if you ever get a chance to meet her or work with her, mm-hmm. it's just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Again, one of Melinda Talent Agency's
somebody that Melinda
right?
I represent.
Okay.
Represent.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I can't say, you know, enough about her. She's spot on as far as
mm-hmm.
actors. So it centers around a lot of things going on right away in the film. So
okay.
It starts off in Afghanistan where it's, you kind of get a backstory. We're not telling you the whole story.
Right.
Start writing part two.
Sure.
But, immediately you are thrust into the story.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just, we just pull you right through.
How long did it take you to get from script to screen?
3 months.
Okay, that's Is that pretty quick?
That was fast.
Okay.
That's really quick.
That's
really
okay.
Fast.
Okay.
Good for you.
Yeah, because we had this idea. We filmed a test film.
Okay.
To see what this camera was capable of.
Okay. And now, when you say a test film, you mean like a smaller version of this?
Yes.
Okay.
We did some test shots and with a DSLR. We shot this with a 7D, Canon 7D DSLR camera.
Okay.
Most of it's used for still shots, but we, you know, it's got the camera mode. Everyone's kind of doing it now.
Right.
Which is awesome. So if you are doing it, rah-rah, keep doing it. And we just kind of centered a story around this.
Mm-hmm.
We did this trailer. We got it out to people, and they said, wow, what is this? And we didn't know what to say. We're just like, oh, it's a thing we're doing, blah, 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 blah. After the response that we got, we started writing things about this story, and then we started going back to current events and then corporate corruption, and it just kind of all just made sense and snowballed on each other.
Okay.
So we developed characters around these events that we had.
Mm-hmm.
So the basis of the story was cause, event, cause, event, cause, event.
Okay.
That's basically what you're getting in the story.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, there's a bit of a surprise.
Okay.
And I don't know how to say it without giving it away.
Can't give away too much.
It's when Liz jumps out of the cake, right?
Almost, just about. But she's fully clothed and has a gun.
Great.
Well, at least she's got a gun.
Yeah, and this is an adult film.
Sure.
You know, it's an action thriller, sci-fi kind of thing going.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of surprises in it that it makes you think, going, well, who's this guy? And then part mm-hmm. two, we're going to tell that story.
Okay, okay. Now, I also recognize Jerry Duba. Jerry was in Small Change, a movie that Chris Penny did a couple years back. Yeah. Is it all local actors and actresses that you used?
Yeah, and we just kind of send out okay. a Facebook thing saying, hey, we're doing this film. Who'd like to be a part of it?
So they could come on down, audition. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's back up a little bit.
Okay. Sure.
We did a casting call of our own, and we didn't use Melinda's services. I don't know if we could afford her, but we were just like, well, let's see what we can do on our own.
Okay.
You know, we're newbies to the whole thing.
Sure. Sure.
And, you know, when we went to McFadden's, did a casting call.
Mm-hmm.
Over 170 people showed up,
mm-hmm.
and it was bonkers. It was people just wanted to get into the film thing. So, we did that. So
right.
Long story short, Jerry Duba is a corporate, corrupt government corporate type.
Okay.
So he makes shady deals behind the scenes.
Okay.
So that's his story.
Okay. Okay.
Very good actor. I mean, just fits the part
mm-hmm.
very well.
Mm-hmm. And, I recognize a number of scenes from the movie as being Grand Rapids, but was it all filmed in Grand Rapids, or what are some of the other locations you guys went to?
Okay.
Because I know you guys, I think I saw some desert scenes in there, and yeah. I mean, we don't have too much of a desert around here.
We filmed, you know, what looks like Afghanistan, we filmed here.
Okay.
We filmed that off Butterworth. I don't want to give away our locations, but... but it's off Butterworth, and we were just driving down.
Sure.
This place looked like, and it's right off Kent Trail.
Okay.
It looks like a desert, and I'm looking at this place. I'm going, we need to film there. So we scheduled a film date, and we sent like 5-6 people out in this, you know, this is barren wasteland, it looks mm-hmm. like. And we started filming our escape scene from Afghanistan.
Okay.
So in other locations, there's Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So the bomb goes off in Detroit.
Okay.
So from there, the story starts to thicken a little bit. Then we filmed there, and we filmed up in Hart, Michigan, which is you said Valley Lakes.
Yeah, Valley Lakes.
Area, yeah,
Silver Lake sand dunes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we went there and filmed a desert scene. Looks like Afghanistan again. So we had to reconstruct this whole
okay.
facade, if you will.
Okay.
So yeah.